If the electoral commission is independent, then everything will be okay. As far as I see some demonstrations here and there. It means which it is a one-sided electoral commission. You see, the problem with the electoral commission, it is elected by, I don't know, how is it elected here? By one person or something. But the electoral commission should be elected as we do what? As we elect the same piece or something like that. So they give out names, then we vote for them. So those people will be independent.
With the candidate, what I would like to do, all of them should be like a media housing. They should be given the same opportunity, not for the what? The ruling government to give more opportunity than other candidates. If they all of them given the same opportunity, those violence won't be there.
For me personally, I would advise people to think of what the saga that happened in Kenya, which was not very good. So if they can imagine that that one happens to them, it would not be no good at all. Personally, what I'll do, I vote, and after voting, I disappear deep in the village. So if everyone thinks the same, I think the situation would be cool.
When they bring the army and the police are the one bringing problem, those caveat which you are talking about come about. Because those days, those things were not happening. If you can recall very well in 80s, the army were not involved in those things. The police were not. Just only escorting the ballot paper. That was their work. But this day, you find so and so is voting for that, and then on their way, they what? They end up beating you up.
I think the first thing would be this of the ethical commission, not to be fair. Professor Chilgund must be fair, not to be on the government side. On the side of candidates, I can say that they don't give chance to these people who are in the government right now, like the movement people. They have everything. They can get free transport or what? Fuel. I think they should resign and don't use government things, and they use their own properties. That's all.
We have a lot to be put in place to combat the sexual violence. I would say what we are tackling right now is to go back to the grassroots. We must put what we term them as vote protection unit. We must have the people who would protect the votes at the police.
I really think that the person that is responsible for stopping this violence is you and me. It is up to us to maintain a peaceful Uganda for our children. The government cannot do all the work for everyone.
The greedy politicians who cannot canvass votes, they are responsible for stopping it, because if they stop dishing out money in the communities and conning the communities, if that is stopped, then we shall have free and fair elections.
It would be supposed to be the government, because the government has the responsibility of doing that due to its being in power, so it has the ability to do that.
The chairman of the commission and the president himself. In fact, to stop that violence, we should organize the free and fair election.
Kale ekyekintu fenna tubeera tusobola okuyambagana, poliisi n'omuntu owa bulijjo. Wabaawo obubi obuliwo, n'oba ng'osobola okuyamba poliisi n'ogibuulira ki ekiriwo, n'ebeera ng'esobola okubaako okukola ekyenjawulo ekisinga ku ggwe.
I'm sure there will be no violence. Election will be free and fair. It will be there, those people who are guiding, they will be the one to stop that one. If there's a problem there, yes, you're working there. So you'll be the one in responsible. Yes, you, polling assistants, those people there, police will come after.
In fact, we could say the reverence, those church people must also educate people. Teachers must educate people. Everybody must educate people. Peace is now there. What more? No.